Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Gretch Talk with the Wow Man. Call now 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk.
Let's do it.
Hey, this is Wednesday, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Grudge Talk. I'm your host, Noel and Ron Thomas. Man, oh man, I am so excited about this show that we got coming on tonight. Like I always say, the show is all about information, and I got some information that's going to really be beneficial to everyone. With me on the line right now, I got him. It's not going to be a long show. Like I say, when you're giving out information, it can be straight to the point and everything. And I got Matt. Everyone knows him, Matt, as Rugrat Matt McGlohorn. How you doing, Matt? Oh, before I got to do this, I got to turn on your mic, Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, you know, this is a special show about all information and everything, and I'm so proud of you, man, because, you know, I remember when you first got started, you were working with somebody for someone else, and you told me that you went into the savings fund and the bank account and everything after your mama's blessing, and I'm talking about your wife's blessing. And you say it's time for you to go ahead and do it on your own instead of for everyone else. So, Matt, let everyone know just who you are and what you do and where you're located at.
Well, everybody knows me as Rugrat. I'm down here in Waynesboro in Georgia. Everybody that's down this way knows me. We do every kind of repair you can imagine, transmission work. We're fixing to put in a big paint booth, everything, do paint and body. You name it, we do it. We sell cars. I mean, you know, everything that can be done, we do. So if you need any help with anything, I can help you. We do all kind of race cars. We plumb nitrous, build motors, you name it. If you need to go fast, we can make you fast.
Right. Now, also, it's one thing I know you're being kind of modest, you know, and everything. You even do the decals for the cars and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife, she does all the signs, and she can letter your car up. She can give you signs for your car, shirts, tags, you name it. We can get it. Like I said, we're a one-stop shop. Whatever you need, we can get you done.
Right. Now, also, you know, I know that you came a long way to where you're at right now. And we were talking that a shop last week, I mentioned Little Mole and Joe Sullivan. And, you know, they always tell me that a shop cannot survive on just race cars alone, you know. So you do race cars and the everyday family car and everything else because the turnover is quicker with them as far as you getting paid. With race cars, it takes a while. You know, a guy might come in and say, I want to do this, I want to do that, you know, and the money is not all up front. So it's a time-consuming thing. Am I right or am I wrong?
You are very right. I mean, you got some, with the exception of some of them come in and say, I want this done, and they want to pay you right then. But It's the everyday car is the biggest breadwinner per se. I moved my shop September 1st to my new location. We got a big shop, big new shop, a lot bigger location. And when I moved 52 cars to my new location that we was working on. So we back full blown and got a pile of them out here now. So, I mean, we stay busy, and I can't express on what I appreciate everybody has done for us as far as giving us the work and everything. And my work speaks for itself. So I don't like to brag on myself or nothing like that, but if I didn't have the cars in the parking lot, that would mean I'm not doing a good job.
Yeah, well, you know, when I started the show, I started talking about you, you know, because we go way back when, you know, and everything. And like I said, I remember when you told me that you was going to go ahead and make the step and go out on your own because, you know, you're tired of making money for somebody else, you know. And I remember when you told me about it and everything. And I was just tickled pink to see that you were going to go ahead and step out and make that venture. And you've been very successful. And like I told him, me and you go way back when. You and your brother, may he rest in peace, Bill. You know, and I used to say our wife, you know, your wife, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, a lot of people don't know it, or then a lot of people do know that I carry a picture of your son in my wallet to this day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
From way back when, you know. And I was there when you got your first car, I say your first full-fledged race car that you bought. It was a Nova. You remember that Nova?
Oh, yeah. I wish I'd have kept it and put all the money I've spent on all these other cars and into it. Couldn't nobody tell me nothing if I would have.
Yeah, because I remember you asked me about the car, and I said, well, it's got some little rust marks on it, but it's a race car, you know. It's got a little this and that and everything, and y'all were having fun with that car, you know. I know all of the cars that you had, you know, then you had another Nova, and then you had this and that, and, you know, I know all the cars, and then you had the Hulk, you know, I thought that was a sleeper car, you know. I made so much money, off that car that I can't even talk about it, you know, and a lot of people were, didn't know about you, so they would bet against you, you know, when you run the known racers, you know. And that's one of the things that I always said. He's been a racer for a long time, you know, but he's been quiet in the background, you know. And I always remember because you were doing the driving and Bill was doing all the talking, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was so funny. And, you know, then you went to the gas station. You started your business there at the renovated gas station, which wasn't renovated too much, you know.
It made do for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, you started telling us about the shop, and I cut you off. It was 52 cars there. I remember coming down there looking at the shop before you really got it going, before they even had the office in and everything. And I haven't been back down there since, but I know it's beautiful. Tell us something about the shop and the layout of it and, you know, what you're doing with it right now.
Well, we've been fortunate enough to from about the actual shop space I was in was probably 500 or so square foot, two bays, small. I had three of us working, and we stepping on each other's toes every day. But we made it work. We got this one built, and we went from 500 square foot shop space to 4,500 square foot shop space. So that's a big difference. And really, it's still not enough room. But I had one little small office that we managed with and dealt with, and wasn't no problem. We made it work, and now we've got two big offices. Didn't even have hot water in the old building. We got hot water. Plus, man, huge, two big offices. When you come in here, you're comfortable. So now we can come in here and enjoy it and actually get some stuff done. We stay busy working, and like I said, we went from 500 square foot to about 4,500 square foot in the shop. And, man, I've been blessed. That's all I can say. And if there's anybody out there that says you cannot do it, I can prove them wrong. Okay. I opened my business in November of 2008. I didn't go borrow any money. Nobody helped me. I took my last paycheck. I had two kids and my wife, and we struggled for I don't know how long getting the business on the ground. But we got on the ground, and we're still going. So if there's anybody that says you can't do it, I hate to tell them that's a big story.
Right. Now, let's talk about the grand opening.
We're going to have a big grand opening October 17th. We'll have all kind of free food. We're going to have a car show. We're going to have quite a few race cars here. Some of the well-known nice cars that everybody knows. We'll have Baby Rugrat probably going to be here. Nobody knows about Baby Rugrat yet.
Right, we've Baby Rugrat will have its debut also, huh?
Yeah, we'll have Baby Rugrat here. It might not be where we want it yet, but it'll be here if somebody wants to know. We're going to have Rugrat will be here. We'll have, I think, Candy Crush is coming. I think we're going to have, I think, Romeo 2 and Juliet. I think they're going to be here. We're going to have some cars from up around North Augustus Way, some show cars and stuff coming. We've got a Chevrolet pickup truck that I actually hand-built myself, a 57 Chevrolet pickup. I hand-built myself from the bottom to the top, and that we're going to have it here. We'll have, like I said, all the plenty of free food, plenty of entertainment. We're gonna just have a good time. Ribbon cutting is going to be around 12 o'clock. We're planning on going from we're going to say 12 to 6, but it'll probably be 12 to 6 the next morning. There's no telling.
Right. Well, so we're going to be on the air live for the ribbon cutting ceremony. So we're probably going to air around 11:30 to lead right up to the ribbon cutting ceremony. And then we might be on the air for about 3 hours. It depends on who's there and who we talk to. And, you know, I'm excited about, you know, I got to contact some of the promoters to find out if they want to tie in. You know, you've been running all over the country racing at their races, and now it's time for them to give back to you, you know, so some prizes and everything. I know Larry T is going to go out his way. I'm going to call him next week, because next week we have also time to do one more show to promote it before it happens. So that's what I'm planning on doing. I'm going to talk to Larry T, and I'm even going to talk to Mike Hill. You know, I'm going to talk to Larry T, Mike Hill, and Grudge Inc. I'm going to try to get in touch with them, because, you know, you've been going and running around the country to their events. It's time for them to show some support for your business, you know. And I know Candy Crush and all of them is going to be there. Candy Crush is on a roll right now. And, you know, his crew been helping you out. And so, you know, it's one of those things. And, of course, you know, you're part of the Georgia Boys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm surprised that they haven't done anything this year with the Burke County races. You know, this would be the next year that they do something. Well, the year ain't over with yet, because Burke County, quiet as kept. Now, I'm going to let a couple of cats out of the bag, you know, and Tony Bynum's going to have to own up, you know, and drop that Augusta jump, you know, because Burke County got some of the toughest races that's out there right now, you know. Got you, Candy Crusher, Tony Bynum, what's the name of that truck? Bipolar. He can't get
bipolar.
It together. You know, and the list just, it goes on and on and on, you know. And there are so many races there in Burke County that came from Burke County. T5, I can't forget him, you know. Yeah. And one that's not racing anymore that came from Burke County, that was Cold Killer, you know.
Yep.
So that's a lot of history, you know.
And we can't forget about the old wild man himself too.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I was there, you know, that's where I made my debut. I was in Burke County in Waynesboro, and I had my old Nova Cheap Thrills number 3, you know. was there, and then I had the Monza and everything. And, you know, Burke County has a history of a lot of racing, and I was so glad to see that Burke County, they stopped all that street racing. You know, it yeah. took tragedy, but, you know, now all of them guys was coming out to the track.
I agree.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, that's why I don't like the street racing, take it to the track, you know. But that's going to happen on the 17th of this month. And tell them the address, the new address of your shop and everything. You still there, Matt?
Yeah, give me 2 seconds. I got a customer standing here right quick.
Oh,
give me 2 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, well, you got to handle business. You know, put the customer on there and let him say what's your shop, how he like your shop. But he's doing business right now as we speak. And like I said, you know, I'm not going to stay on the line too long. I just wanted him to come on and tell about his grand opening. He got a lot of things planned for the fans. And I'm going to try to get Larry T to give a season pass for someone to come to his races. Because if you ever go to a Larry T race, you will definitely be hooked. And I ain't kidding you. Also, he's got a big race coming up, I think, in the next couple of weeks or so in Fayetteville. Also, Rock got a race coming up. I don't know if that's going to go, but it's on the 10th, I do believe. It's coming up real soon. But South Carolina, y'all been having so much bad luck with the rain that it's really something. You know, I work for the company that, you know, and I'm a tech also on the buses, and I'm a lead bus driver. We had to move our buses to higher ground Saturday because of the rain and the flooding, and we're not in South Carolina, we're right on the line. So, are you back, Matt?
Yeah, I'm back
okay.
with you.
Okay, I just want you to let everyone know about the grand opening once again, and I'll let you get on back to business, okay? And also, go ahead.
Like I said, we're going to have a grand open October 17th. We're going to start around 11, 12. So, I mean, just feel free to come on out. And like I said, plenty of food, good friends. I mean, everybody's going to come out, and we're going to have a good time. If you want to look around, we'll have all race cars and stuff out, and you can take a look at everything. And got any questions you can answer, got any work needs done, we can help you with that too. But that, like I said, it's October 17th, and just come on out and enjoy yourself at least, if nothing else.
Okay, and also I'm going to try to get the Godfather, and I mean the Godfather, I mean the real, my Godfather of my son. He's not here yet, but John from JRT Racing Transmissions, I'm going to talk to him and see if we can get you some things going on there and see if you got to talk and see if you will be one of the places where you can pick up a JRT Racing Transmission. And we're going to talk next week because it's one more week, one more show. Before then we're going to really get into it because we're going to talk about the rug rat and where it's at compared to your shop and what the rug rat means to you in the shop. But before we go, a lot of people ask me, they say, what does MTL, what is it, MLT or MTL?
MTL. We was trying to figure a name to open my shop when we was trying to open up. And my wife got to sitting there, and she said, how about MTL Automotive? And I asked the same question, MTL, what? And that actually stands for Matt, Tyler, and Lene. That is my name, my son's name, and my wife's name.
The
first letter of their names. And after we opened up, we was fortunate enough, we had a beautiful little girl. So right now, since she gets a little smarter, hopefully she won't get mad later on. But the A in automotive is pretty big, so that's her way of, we give that to her.
I know. I wanted you to see it so everybody would know just what it means. So that's the way it goes, you know, like and got some people on. If they want to ask you a question, they're located in Waynesboro, Georgia. And if you get lost in Waynesboro, like I used to tell them when I used to live there, I said, just ask anybody, how do you get to Motor City's house? And they tell you, go down here. So it's never hard in Waynesboro to find anybody. As a matter of fact, if you go to Waynesboro and you say, show me Tony Bynes' old house with the big garage, they will show you how to get there, you know. So, that's why I threw that in about Tony Bynes and all the racers that come out of Burke County and Waynesboro. It's a lot of them. Some of them, we miss the names and everything, but they there. So if anybody want to ask Matt any question, push the one button. If not, we're going to let him get back to work because he's still working. Like I said, the Rugrat, single carburetor, not two, not four, not split dominators, but one four barrel, correct?
That's it, one carburetor. And it will be out tomorrow night at Carolina at the House of Hook. We're planning on being out Friday night. As long as everything stays together, we don't have any catastrophic failure. And we plan on being there Saturday also. And there's been question and talking. We may be locked in to run the infamous Rock. And so we if that happens, we'll have a field. They have a ball with that, and win or lose, we still gonna have a good time.
And you know I don't like Rock.
That's why I threw that in there.
Yeah, I know. So I will be there. I'm gonna try to be there all 3 days, but you know we got Sydney on the way, and like I said, John from RT Racing Transmissions. That's the baby's godfather, and he's tickled pink about that. You know, when I told him and asked him would he be the godfather, we were in D.C. He ran around and told everybody, I'm going to be a godfather. They go like, get out of here, man. He ain't going to be nobody's godfather. So that's the way that goes. So, okay, Matt, I know you're still working. You got somebody there. I'm just going to jump out of here and say, hey, man, I will see you, and I appreciate everything that you've done, and it's a lasting friendship. It goes way back, and you will always be a friend of mine, you and your wife and your family, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so just hang in there, and I'll see you real soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
All righty, that's Matt.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.